We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pete Hoffman, who works here, he produces here. He does some MMA shows on Mike's app. Very talented guy. Just texted me the dumbest question ever, but it leads into something I did want to bring up to you. He said, which situation would you prefer? Having Chris Davis wasting money and being on your team and playing every day, or Jacoby Ellsbury, where you literally haven't seen the guy in 2 years. It's not even close. I'd rather have Ellsbury than Chris Davis.
Yeah, because at least he's not around. You're not seeing him.
He's
not embarrassing the franchise and himself. You know what I mean?
It's an embarrassment. And Fangraphs.com has posted, and I think you'll appreciate this.
It's unbelievable.
The longest hitless streak in Major League history.
What is it?
Well, Chris Davis right now is 0 for his last 44 dating
back to last year. Right.
He is now only two outs away from tying the major league record.
Held by who?
Eugenio Velez between 2010 and 2011, who went 0 for 46.
What did he play for?
He played for the Giants and then the Dodgers. The guy
who's 0 for 46?
Over 46.
Is he still in the major leagues, this guy?
I don't think so, no. I got to check now. I doubt it. Maybe he's playing independent ball.
Do you have him on your fantasy team?
I've never had him on my fantasy team. Never once. His career batting average, by the way, is .241. It's not that terrible, but he ended. Wow,
Eugenio Velez.
Yeah, he actually ended his career on that streak.
Wow.
He went 0-37 in 2011.
Oh, that's when he knew he was done.
Yeah, but he was 29 years old.
Well, and he doesn't mean he can't be done.
That's true, and he wasn't making $25 million a year, whatever it is.
No.
The guy who's second on the list, you have heard of. He was actually a good baseball player, Craig Counsell, who now manages.
Right. Was he really? How many did he go with?
0 for 45.
Right. He was a good player.
Chris Davis is 0 for 44. He's tied now with former Met legend Tony Bernizard.
Oh, my God.
Todd Zeal.
Legend, not as a Met player.
He was not a legend.
He did become a legend, Tony Bernizard, off the field.
Todd Zeal had an 0 for 44 stretched with the Orioles and Dodgers between 96 and 97. Yeah.
Right, before he got to the Mets.
Luis Aparicio had an 0 for 44. Yeah.
Louis, the Hall of Famer, with the White Sox?
71 with the Red Sox.
Oh, with the Red Sox. That was toward the end of his career.
Yes, which makes sense.
Right. Right.
So
right.
Chris Davis is 0 for 44. And Ernie said something that is so true, because I felt myself doing this over the weekend, and he put it into words much better than I did. Chris Davis is must-watch TV. He's right.
Yeah.
He is so bad and so awful that every time he gets up, you need to watch him.
Well, I tell you, just watching him a little bit over the weekend, just watching him strike out and the booze raining down on the guy, I mean, it's pathetic.
It's horrible.
No, it's pathetic. There's no doubt.
And I think with this streak going on, and by the way, they're playing the A's tonight, if you want to keep track on Chris Davis.
Where is that?
It's in Baltimore.
Okay, so it's early.
It's early. Marco Estrada's on the mound, the right-hander, so we'll see if he's in the lineup. But he is so bad, you have to watch him. Yesterday, he goes 0 for 4 with two strikeouts. The day before that, the Saturday game we mentioned, he actually hit the baseball. He made contact. That's when he hit that ground ball to first base screwed up.
Right.
And remember, he came into the game as a pinch hitter. He actually pinch hit for Joey Ricker, which is embarrassing.
How could you have him pinch hit?
I don't know.
You'd rather have a pinch hit that never hits in the American League pinch hit than Chris Davis at this point.
But he has been historically bad. And then you attach the contract to it and the amount of money he's making.
That's it.
So do you think he's going to break the record tonight? Is tonight a historic night?
I don't see how he doesn't. I mean, unless he doesn't play, he won't break it tonight.
If he's in the lineup, he's going to do it.
If this guy goes like 0 for 60, doesn't he have to like reevaluate? Maybe it's time for me to be. I understand the money they're giving him, but I mean, it's embarrassing. I mean, I'd be completely embarrassed.
It's embarrassing, but right now he is the most exciting thing about the Orioles.
Did you feel that way though? No, I understand what you mean by it, but you know, because they're so bad. But I mean, I feel like the entire Chris Davis family, I feel bad for. I mean, I don't know if he's married, but if I'm his wife, I mean, I'm like, oh my God, you better keep all sharp objects away from this guy, right?
I mean, I shouldn't laugh at that.
No, but it's got to be affecting him mentally. I mean, it has to be.
Well, then make a damn adjustment. Lay down a bunt. How about that idea?
You know, how much does he care?
It's fine.
I don't know how much he cares. Because it doesn't look like he cares. Doesn't look like he gives a damn. And if you're the Orioles, you know, I do think it's must-watch TV. I really do. Like, I will tune in tonight now.
Right, it makes sense.
But
maybe MLB should go to his at-bats.
That's what Ernie said. They should,
they should do that. No, they should.
Chris Davis get a hit.
You know, everybody loves to watch a train wreck, right?
It is a train wreck, no, man.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, man, he is so must-watch TV.
No, it's true.
It's a great point, Ernie, because I felt that way with every at-bat where I got excited when I saw Chris Davis coming up.
No, but clearly, Ellsbury's like, you know, he's getting all this money, but he doesn't play. He's not around. So it's like, you don't even think he's around.
Right, you forget about him.
With Chris Davis, there he is. And he's embarrassing himself more with every at-bat.
And here's the thing about Ellsbury. When Jacoby last played in 2017, no one's saying he's good. I'm not going to argue and say he was good.
No, but he was better than
it's
Davis.
Not even close. Dude, he had 260. He had an on base of 350. Right. Let's not, like, bury the guy.
No, right.
Like, he stole 20 bases.
Davis hit 160 last year.
Exactly.
160, and he played, like, 150 games.
I mean, if the Yankees had signed Chris Davis, if this was the Yankees, I think he'd be gone by now.
Oh, my God.
I think they would have just said, we've got to get rid of him.
Just, I mean, you know, could you imagine if he was on the Mets and we just were hammering a guy every day? Every day we'd be hammering him.
And you know why I sort of lean towards the Mets getting rid of him, too? Even though there's a lot of money.
We would want that.
I think it would have been such a good PR move, like when the Mets finally got rid of Oliver Perez or Luis Castillo, because those guys became public enemies, Jason Bay, that they would realize, hey, we'll get good publicity out of just getting rid of him.
I mean, Jason Bay was like an all-star compared to what Davis is doing.
That's the crazy thing. Like, if you compare what Chris Davis is doing to every other guy.
It's historic. It's unprecedented what this guy's
doing. Yeah, I mean, though I will say, in Jason Bay's last year with the Mets, he hit 165.
All right,
I don't know. Before that, he was a little bit better. He had 240.
How much was the contract for Jason Bay?
It was $66 million over 4 years.
About 160.
No, that's the other thing. It's on a different planet whatsoever. Yeah, it's a bad situation. It's a bad situation. On the Mets, I thought winning Saturday changed the perception of the entire weekend.
Yes. Yeah, they had to win. I completely agree.
If they don't come back,
yep.
I think we probably talk about the Mets a lot earlier than we did today.
Yeah, no doubt.
But getting that win, and that was a great win. J.D. Davis was tremendous offensively. Yeah,
Broxton with the big game-winning hit. Yeah. No doubt about it.
I mean, Familia was a disaster.
Robbie Cano's home run on Saturday. I know Robbie hasn't hit much. Mm-hmm. He really hasn't. But I tell you, that home run he hit to the Shea Bridge on Saturday, that reminded me of Darryl. I mean, even the way you look at that swing and that bat and the way he just kind of flicked the bat down, it was strawberry all over.
Yeah. You know what it
that's exactly what it
you
was.
You know what it reminded me of? Robbie Cano is a Yankee.
Did
that's
it?
What it reminded me
of.
It made me think of what he was. I mean, the guy is a Hall of Fame player you take away steroid stuff.
And he's going to, I know he really hasn't hit that much lately, so far for the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to hit. I'm not worried about Robbie Cano.
Yeah, I think he's going to be fine offensively. But
I do.
The way they came back against the Nationals, and they have their own bullpen issues. Justin Miller was the guy who gave up the home runs.
My God.
Tony Sipp couldn't get an out.
Yep.
So they have their own issues. Trevor Rosenthal's a non-factor now. They tried to use him yesterday. He was just a nightmare. It was a great win. It was a good win, and I think it took the pain off of yesterday.
Yes.
Now, Mats has to be more efficient.
Well, I mean, five innings, and you got to give me more than five. I know you didn't give up any runs. You got to give me more than five innings.
And he walked four guys.
Right.
So
right.
The last two starting pitchers issued 11 walks over 9 2/3 innings between Mats and Wheeler. You can't ask this bullpen to get that many outs.
No.
And they were unable to do it, obviously, because Hellman, Wilson, and Familia struggled.
And how bad was Familia? The bullpen scares me.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. And outside of Diaz, I'm scared about everybody in the bullpen.
And
everybody.
That's why there's more of a priority on these starting pitchers going deep in a game. So while Mats has only given up one run, I think, over his first two starts.
Something like that. He hasn't pitched. He's on five innings.
Right. You want him to go deeper in the games. I give him credit. He was able to get out of jams. So that's a positive thing, that he was able to make that big pitch and not give up the big hit.
Right, because that was his MO for before. You know, he'd get in a little trouble,
a
little adversity, and he couldn't handle it.
But the Zach Wheeler thing. And I don't know. Here's the problem. We're sitting here right now. He's a few months away from free agency. I don't know what Zach Wheeler is. I still don't.
No, we don't.
That's why I was always a fan of shopping him during this offseason, because I thought his value was at his peak. And I don't know if he's going to back it up. Now, two starts is certainly not enough time to say he's not going to back it up. But over the first two starts, he hasn't been good.
Well, he's
and
been
yesterday
the Zach
was
Wheeler.
Really bad.
He was the Zach Wheeler that we'd seen before. You know, five innings, 100-and-something pitches. He'd walk a lot of guys. I mean, that's basically what he's been in these two starts.
Yeah. And the seven walks That's off the charts.
You can't walk seven.
You can't compete that way.
No.
And then Tim Peterson comes in. He's walking the ballpark.
He's not any good either. That's what I'm saying. I mean, the bullpen outside of Diaz, who's been good so far, that one little shaky game when he had a four-run lead. But, I mean, Diaz has been good, but everybody else scares me. I got no confidence in anybody in that bullpen but Diaz right now.
You know who I actually feel better about, Lugo? Even though I shouldn't, is Lugo. Yeah, because...
Because of yesterday? Maybe he's, it maybe was he's encouraging. Healthy. Maybe he's not sick now?
Yeah, it was encouraging. Because we've seen him twice this year now, dominated inning. Obviously, that game at the time felt out of reach.
Right,
the Mets scored three runs in the night to make it a little bit closer.
Right.
But it did feel out of reach. So I think Lugo can turn it around. I think Familia is what he is. He's shaky. Sometimes he's good. Sometimes he's terrible. I mean, it's just J-Riz Familia is J-Riz Familia. He's not a closer anymore. He's not a top-line guy the way he was three or 4 years ago. So you're better off having him in a seventh or eighth inning role. But, yeah, the bullpen is a concern. And I think Zach Wheeler still has a lot to prove. And I got to – I can't imagine Zach Wheeler doing anything this year that, for at least for me, would make me want to give him $100 million.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, unless he suddenly turns into DeGrom the rest of the year.
Yeah, well, he did that last year. I still wasn't ready to give him that.
That's true. That's true.
But they take on Minnesota tomorrow. They've got the starting pitching edges with Jake and Noah Syndergaard.
Yep.
They bounce Vargas.
Yep.
Alonso swinging the bat really which is nice to see.
How good has Alonso been?
Yeah, he's been great. And J.D. Davis.
I mean, outside of, you know, opening day at home, I mean, you know, which I think there was a little bit of a hangover what was going on, you know, to the travel and all. But, I mean, they've hit. I mean, that's one thing they've done is hit.
They have. J.D. Davis especially. Yep. Well, J.D. Davis on Saturday, I shouldn't say especially.
The two bombs he hit Saturday,
the base running yesterday was just, I mean, you can't. And you know who screwed it up in a weird way? I think the batter was Keon Broxton. Keon Broxton struck out and ran to first base. He could not run to first base, obviously. Base was occupied. There were less than two outs. I think that
he thought it was a foul ball, Dave.
Is that what he said?
I think so,
Watching the game, and I was there at the time, I thought he was confused by Broxton. I don't know what was going through his mind because Broxton ran to first base. So why would he think it's a foul ball if the batter, who he thinks fouled the ball off, is sprinting the first, which is what he did? Now, I know there's a natural reaction as a hitter. You swing and a miss, the ball gets past the catcher, run.
Sure.
He couldn't run. There was nowhere to go.
Well,
you're out. If there's two outs, he can run. Right? Because there wasn't two outs. So, J.D. Davis just screwed up.
He did.
Would it have made a difference in the game? I don't know. They were at least getting to Max Scherzer a little bit. They had rallies against Scherzer.
Four runs off him. I mean, you know, it doesn't help when you're, you know, in a 5-0 hole, 9-1, 12-1 hole. But, you know.
And that inning could have looked different.
Right.
For sure. But you don't want to see stupid mistakes like that. But let's see him bounce back. They did lose a series at home. You don't want to see that. But you got Minnesota now tomorrow night with the pitching edge. Go beat him.
If you told me 6-3 to start the season, I would have been good with that. I would have been fine with that.
Yeah, and the formula to me is Atlanta, Philadelphia, Washington, split all those games.
Yep.
If you play
beat
500,
up on the Marlins.
Yes. Play 500 against your rivals, beat up on the Marlins, and I think that's the formula to at least maybe winning the division or at least being in the race towards the end.
And beat the bad teams in general.
Yes, absolutely.
In general.
No question about that.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.